This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And a taste of honey is worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, if you got the notion, I said,
should have texted, I should have just texted Dr. Rick and said, calling, so, yeah. That's the new thing, Hoff. If you want somebody to answer, you just text.
More passive than sure. That's sure. So much more passive.
And Dr. Rick has no idea what we're talking about. He is the founding, and he is the founder and the director.
So?
For the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine, he is the orthopedic surgeon to the stars, including Frank Cusimano and friends with Sammy Sosa. He needs no further billing, and he joins us now. Dr. Rick, how are you?
I'm good, you guys. How are you?
We're doing great. People can text in. 855-282-8255 is the number to text for Dr. Rick. Let's get right to some of the headlines, and you're great about finding stories that are topical. And Jack Dorsey, St. Louis's own, the Twitter CEO, talking about his health and eating, said he only eats one meal a day. It's usually a dinner time. 6:30 to 9, but doesn't this go against everything we've been told, is that we're supposed to eat small meals all day?
Well, you know, the whole thing is so interesting. I don't know Jack. I met him once or twice. I actually met him in California once, and he's a very thin guy, and I'm reading about this, and he eats one meal a day, chicken, a little bit of vegetable, 6 to 9, and then he fasts all weekend and just drinks water. So, you know, he's probably getting about 800 calories a day, 600 calories a day. And, yes, I mean, that goes against kind of all the principles, although I think if you're going to only eat one meal and it's going to be pretty healthy, it doesn't really matter when you eat it. If you're going to eat 800 calories a day, you're going to be fine. My question, the reason I thought it was weird is I just look at a guy like that who's pretty young. You know, what kind of nutrition? How's he getting his calories? How's he getting his nutrition? How's he getting his protein? So I just thought it was extremely interesting, a guy eating one meal a day, eating chicken and whatever, and fasting all weekend. So I wouldn't recommend it, but if you can get by with it, you know, you're probably going to be pretty healthy. The fasting once in a while I think is good. Every weekend is probably too much, but kind of a crazy diet.
I would think you need a little fuel. I mean, you're having meetings and you're on the go and he travels a lot. I just would think that you'd be worn out. You all of a sudden have no, your brain even is going to need a little energy at some point before 6:30, 7 o'clock.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, everybody says you have to eat breakfast, and there's a debate whether you should eat breakfast, whether you shouldn't eat breakfast. But clearly, you need to have probably about 500 or 600 calories before 10 o'clock. I mean, that's for sure. So I agree with you. I think, you know, by 2-3 o'clock, he's probably just beat down, you know, starving to death, got a headache, you know, cranky. So, no, I agree with you. I think that's a tough way to go.
All right, here's one that over the years I think we've seen the headlines, and I never quite get it, but it sounds gross, but apparently it works. If you're a fitness fanatic, you should be chugging pickle juice.
Yeah, you know, so on the bike circuit, you know, I'm big into these bicycle races, and on the bike circuit, everybody drinks this pickle juice. And I haven't been able to do it just because it's, you know, it's rough to drink. But high salt, you know, lots of electrolytes, but it's a big salt load. So when you drink it, you have to drink a lot of water, or you get kind of what we call hyperosmotic. It's, you know, it's like when people used to take salt pills. It's not really very, very good for you. So now it's kind of rearing its head, not just in cycling, but in general nutrition. And, you know, some people are literally buying the pickle juice, throwing away the pickles and drinking the juice. But the bottom line is I would tell you, if you're going to drink pickle juice, for people who are reading this stuff and someone says, hey, this is a great idea, you got to dilute it 50-50, either 50-50 with water, which would be the best thing to do, or 50-50 with some Gatorade or Powerade or something like that. Straight pickle juice is probably too much salt, too concentrated. But actually, if you're going to work out in the heat of the day, which is coming, you know, it's going to get hot, it's not the worst thing to do if you dilute it. So, and it's inexpensive. You know, you can get pickle juice pretty cheap. So, again, a little bit disgusting, but if you can tolerate it, dilute it, and it's not a bad thing to do, especially if you're going to go mow your lawn or be out in the sun all day.
All right, we're going to get everybody ready for the beach with this segment because it's all about fitness and health, losing weight, being in shape, and the tip this week is to work out after work. A lot of people get up in the morning and knock it out, but the studies now say what? That it's you get more out of it if you wait till the afternoon?
Well, so, you know, there's two kinds of people. Some kind of – a lot of my athletes get up early and they do their workout at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. And what they say is, you know, by the time I get home, I'm so tired, there's no way I can work out. And the studies actually show that the healthiest time to work out is probably late, either late at night or – you know, midnight, not midnight, but, you know, 7, 8 o'clock or later, as opposed to doing it early in the morning. It's the most effective, best for weight loss. There's always this issue that comes up, am I going to have trouble sleeping? So that's why you want to try to do it a couple hours before you go to bed. But clearly from a what's called a circadian rhythm workout plan, the best time is probably after work, not before work.
You know what they always said about Law and Order, ripped from today's headlines, always topical. That's how Dr. Rick is. These are all the hot headlines in the health and fitness world. We'll get to your text questions for Dr. Rick at 855-282-8255. The Cardinals had a press release when Tyler O'Neill was injured, and I have not seen this before. It said right elbow ulnar nerve, and then it's subluxation, S-U-B-L-U-X-A-T-I-O-N. What in the heck is that?
So when he straightens his elbow, the nerve pops over. So that big bump on the inside part of your elbow has a real fancy name called the medial epicondyle, and the nerve is sort of sits right next to that. And when he straightens his elbow, the nerve pops over that bone and usually gives you some zinging in your fingers. So every time he straightens his elbow and that nerve pops over, it's like you're hitting your crazy bone and getting that zinging in your fingers. So that is a big problem because in a baseball player, A, you're going to straighten your elbow a lot, and B, it can lead to weakness in your hand. And you might remember when Todd Worrell had a reconstruction of his elbow and had some nerve problems afterwards, got weakness in his hand. It's the same principle. So they're going to have to get that resolved, and usually therapy can do it, but if not, or taping and therapy, if not, you have to move the nerve.
Subluxation, is that how you say it? Is that...
Yeah, subluxation. That's very good, Martin.
Wow.
Go. I just all right, Martin.
I just kind of worked like I'm a child. Okay, good job. You're a piece of candy. I was just workshopping it while looking at it. I've never seen that listed on a card's injury report before. All right, some of our texters as well, listeners, chiming in their questions for Dr. Rick.
Dr. Rick, I have a sharp pain in my inner bicep when I do pull-ups or lat pull-downs. What do you think this is?
So there's no question. So the muscle there is called your brachialis, and it is very prone to getting either overloaded or inflamed. And it's actually a pretty common thing for people to do pull-ups, push-ups, you know, lats. And generally what you want to do for that is you want to do some stretching. You probably do want to get on some anti-inflammatories. And what probably the most effective thing is to go to the drugstore and either get some Biofreeze or something called Zostrix, so some topical, and you want to massage it really in there 5-10 minutes before you lift or do your pull-ups or whatever you're going to do, your lats, and see if that doesn't get better. If after 2 weeks that doesn't get better, I'd probably go see an orthopedic surgeon. They're going to want to MRI it. But usually the topical anti-inflammatory combination knocks it out.
There are some that we get, and I can't tell if they're sincere or not, but I'm going to read this assuming that it is because it might be serious.
Okay.
This gentleman is saying that his right testicle has felt funny from time to time ever since he had a vasectomy 7 years ago. He wants to know what that could be.
He's probably serious, believe it or not. And that generally is if you accidentally cut a little part of one of the branches of the pudendal nerve. And so you sometimes get some numbness, or sometimes you get a full feeling where it feels like it's kind of thickened. So there's really not a whole lot to do for it. Generally, there's a drug called gabapentin. And if you get it, this is going to sound terrible, but if you get it into a topical form and you kind of, you know, maybe have your girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever massage your testicle and get that medicine in there that will help.
What else?
I have a patch of numbness on my upper thigh by my waist. Occasionally, it feels like it's burning. If it's a pinched nerve, how long will it take?
So that has a real fancy name. It's called myalgia parasthenica, and it's a impingement or compression of something called your lateral femoral cutaneous nerve. And so it's a little nerve over at your pelvic brim. Usually people get it because their belt sits funny, or maybe their belt's too tight, or they have a compression area. And generally it takes about 4 to 6 months to go away. So it is a pinched nerve. If it doesn't get better, you normally inject it. But I would give it a good 3-4 months because it usually does go away.
Martin, what was that called again? Can you repeat that, the diagnosis?
Subluxation. I was just going to point out that Dr. Rick's medical terminology this week is off the charts.
Very professional.
Very technical. I mean, some weeks we would get, hey, you're out with your friends, you're getting banged up. Other weeks, the medical diagnosis from Dr. Rick would be your hose.
What was it last week? Bomb-ass weed?
Bomb-ass weed, I believe, was last. We were talking about the loud. This week, see, when Frank's gone, we can really be a lot more professional. And the thigh question had me trying to recall if we've talked about it or not, but the cell phone, like the imaginary cell phone, like vibration in your pocket, I get that all the time. Is that a real thing where people feel the vibration even though the phone's not there?
Absolutely, and that's a nerve thing. That's the same component. It's called myalgia parasthenica. It's a very weird name. I don't know why that's the name, but basically it's compression of this nerve, and that is a lot of people complain of that buzzing in the lateral thigh. So that's not, I mean, it's weird, but it's not that uncommon.
Dr. Rick Lehman joins us every Tuesday dispensing incredible medical advice, whatever the question, and of course we take all of them very seriously, so we hopefully we've helped some folks. That's the goal. Dr. Rick, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
All right. Rick Lehman with us. He is the founder and medical director, U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. Frank Cusimano will check in a little bit here, live from Enterprise Center, where the Blues are going to practice in a little bit. But first, the announcement about the Olympic gymnastic trials. The men and women will be coming through St. Louis on their way to the Olympic Games in Tokyo. The star on Twitter last night.
That's where it is. Tokyo.
What, Tokyo? Oh, you didn't. It's the road to Tokyo.
I did not know that.
Come on, dude. With all the Frank Olympic isms.
I just got duded by Martin.
the star on Twitter last night had to be Jeff Fisher. And he's been very active on Twitter. I don't think we got to this yesterday. We had a lot to get to.
We did.
But I wanted to point out how he's been real, real active on Twitter of late. But yesterday, it was a picture. Looks like, I guess it's his daughter and her husband. He said, awesome day in Nashville, remodeling this house with my daughter and son-in-law. They are Nashville Flippers, which would be a great team name, too, for like the soccer team, the Nashville Flippers.
Oh, there's going to be a TV show on HGTV, Nashville Flippers, with occasional business from Jeff Fisher.
We called Roger, and he's on board with the Flippers. But he continues the tweet. It's a picture of a house that's clearly just been rehabbed. And Fisher said, let me save the jokesters some time. It's available 7-9 for $799,000 on the corner of 7th and 9th. With 8x8 rooms, which is pretty funny because he now knows everybody's talked about the 7-9, 7-9, 8-8. And then he said the rooms are 8x8 except mine, which is 13x13 with a 12-4 closet.
Okay.
Pretty funny.
That is
pretty entertaining.
Funny.
We're efforting to get him on the show.
Also, he also announced that his daughter and her husband are expecting. They use their dog for the announcement.
I
think
see
Fisher
that.
Knows that dogs play on social media. So a lot of his tweets do include a dog or two.
But then I tried to tell folks, of course I had a typo and it said tried to tell folks that Fisher can be fun. Guess who liked that tweet?
Fish.
Very active on Twitter. All right, how about some of our sponsors this hour on the Hollywood Casino Press Box?
We have the Bomarito Automotive Group, Missouri's number one automotive group. Check them out online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at bomarito.com. They have 20 locations in and around the St. Louis area, so there's always a location near you. And, of course, we have the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. Visit the Gatesworth. .com for more information. 1 McKnight Place in Clayton. The answer is always yes. I'm still waiting for the the Frank's food picks from the Gatesworth. I feel like that would be a fun segment.
You know, when I asked him the other night at the Blues game, he had a picture of himself with Monique, and I said, did you pay? He didn't respond. I said, or are you there with the Gatesworth senior group? And again, he did not respond. All right, we'll check in with Frank. Five for Frank is coming up next here on 590 The Fan.